And I'm joined up in the booth now as well by Escanaba manager Scott Hansen. Now, Coach, obviously a great win for your Eskimos here in Game 1. They halt the Braves' 10-game winning streak, and they avenge a loss from earlier in the season. I imagine that has to feel pretty good for you and your guys, yes?
Yeah, it's really nice to get the first one. Really good baseball game. We pulled, you know, obviously separated a little bit at the end and you know, made some plays, which is good. Bon LaChance's bat, big bomb. I thought Nick LaFave had a nice at bat. It looked like the kid caught it right at the fence. I couldn't tell from your or what your vantage point is, but it looked like he was right at the fence. So we got the bats going. We got a little bit of small ball. We got the suicide squeeze down, so that was good. Reality is, we talked about it earlier, defense was huge. Obviously, Hunter pitched an unbelievable game, but we made some really nice defensive plays. Obviously, Scotty Hiller out there. I thought Nick LaFave had some nice plays in left. And then Jared had the one at shortstop that I thought was by him for sure, and I can't believe he came up with it. And I thought we had the double play there, but it was close play. So.
And yes, to your point, Coach, from my vantage point, it sure did look like Solis caught the ball with one hand and had his other hand on the fence, so he knew not to crash into it. But you mentioned a couple of the great plays that the Eskimos executed on today. Walk us through that suicide squeeze there in the top of the sixth, the decision to call that, and then the way that the guys just went out and got it done.
Yeah, so probably first 4 years I've called maybe zero suicide squeezes. This year I've called like three. I think we're going to need it in the playoffs this year, and so I want us to be comfortable. Kids aren't shocked when it's called now. The first time I called it, I got a look like, you're kidding me, and so I didn't get that today. So we're on our like third or fourth that we've got down. Not a great situation to call it with the bases loaded because that's a force there, but you know, I still thought it was a good, you know, good call.
And they went out and executed it. So, and talk about executing. I mean, Hunter Lancor, brilliant on the mound. He comes just one fouled off pitch away from being able to at least have a chance to retire it with the last batter. But then Jared comes in. He throws just a couple of pitches to get that final out and send the Eskimos to game two here with a win. How does that, getting Jared the opportunity to just get loose, throw a couple of pitches and get an AB in, how will that factor in to his outing here in game two?
Yeah, I'm a little concerned just because it's almost like a rain delay because he got, you know, heated up, and now it's going to be about 30 minutes because obviously he's, you know, pitching second because they're the home team. So he actually asked about it. So we're trying to figure out what that looks like. And I think he might have to go through his whole warm-up process again. So he's pretty meticulous about the process and taking care of his arm, especially after last year he had some issues. So we'll see how it goes. You know, he's excited to get the opportunity. It didn't go well for us last time when he pitched, and you know, hopefully we can get out of here with the W.
Absolutely. So then what's going to be the biggest thing for your Eskimos to kind of keep this wind in their sails for the next 30 minutes and use this this great feeling of defeating a rival to propel them to another strong outing in game two?
Yeah, well, with Jared on the mound, hopefully, you know, they're only going to get a few. So I really think I like the approach at the plate for our kids. So, you know, if we can get some runs early, you know, maybe top of the first even, you know, I can't be begging for it, but I'd like a couple early. And, you know, I think if we did that, it'll give us a little breathing room going into game two. So we don't want to play tight. We want to play loose and have some fun here in game two.
All right, Coach, thank you so much for your time and congratulations on the big victory in game one.
Thank you.